Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. Well, as we are in the Christmas season, I want to talk about some of our Christmas traditions. Particularly this week, I want to focus in on some of the alleged connections between Christmas and pagan traditions. And so, for instance, people will say something like the Christmas tree. You have a Christmas tree up in your home. Don't you know that that comes from pagans and you're really doing something associated with the worship of false gods? You shouldn't do that. And so you'll see this all over social media and here at various places. That's just one example of many where people will say that Christmas has its origins in paganism and so we should not celebrate it. Along the way this week, I want to focus on a larger issue, and that is that we can trust the Bible. And that issue is that the stories about Jesus in the Bible are all copied from pagan myths and stories. And so I want to kind of tack that in here too. I believe that Christmas traditions are a good way we can teach our children the biblical story about God sending Jesus into the world, how we can remind ourselves about the gift God has given us that we know primarily through Scripture. Our traditions just help us to reflect on and think about Scripture, and so I think they're important, but I also think that you see similar arguments against the Bible itself based on, well, we're just copying paganism. So I want to address all those things. So let's start right off with the Christmas tree. I brought that up first. So if you look at Jeremiah chapter 10, and I've seen on social media this year a number of people post some kind of reference to Jeremiah 10 and the Christmas tree already this year. And Jeremiah 10, verse 2 says, "Do not learn the ways of the nations or be terrified by signs in the heavens, though the nations are terrified by them." And here's the key verse. "For the practices of the peoples are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails, so it will not totter." So according to the Bible, here's what will be presented numerous times this year. According to the Bible, cutting down a tree and adorning it with silver and gold and fastening it up with a hammer and nails is something that is a worthless practice. It is a practice of the nations. It is something that you as Christians should run away with and not do. And therefore, look what you Christians are doing. You are chopping down a tree in the forest. You're adorning it with gold and silver colored ornaments. You're putting it up in your house and fastening it up in a stand. That's idolatry. That's paganism. That is something the Bible clearly says you should not do. Well, let's talk about that. What are the origins of the Christmas tree? Is it something that is tied back to what Jeremiah is talking about hundreds of years even before Jesus was born? There are other versions of this kind of argument that will say that, for instance, in Germany, the god Thor was worshipped for centuries before Christianity really even spread to that region. Thor is a god that was important to the Germans, and we get our word Thursday from that. That's Thor's day is the origin of that word. And according to different accounts, there was an oak tree by which different sacrifices were performed in the winter time to the god Thor. And so this is alleged to be, see, here's the connection. This is why Christmas trees became popular in Germany. It was Christians doing a pagan thing and just simply calling it Christian and putting the name Christmas on it. And so we should stop doing that. I actually don't think that's the origin of the Christmas tree. And let me first kind of back up a little bit and let's talk about what's going on here in Jeremiah. There is a verse here that sounds like we're talking about cutting down a tree and decorating it and putting it up and we shouldn't do that. But that's not really what Jeremiah is talking about. Jeremiah didn't know what a Christmas tree was. Jeremiah had nothing in mind that was anything like our practice of a Christmas tree. The verse specifically says, let me read it again, "The practices of the peoples are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel." We're not talking about putting up a tree here. This verse is talking about using wood from a tree to create an idol, to carve into it an image of an idol that would then be placed up. When it talks about adorning it with silver and gold, it's not talking about Christmas ornaments. It's talking about literally covering it with or overlaying it with silver or gold, and you would have this figure that would have a face or you know, an animal-like representation made out of wood. And God is saying how silly this is, that you would take wood that is no longer even living, that can't do anything, that can't move on its own, and that you would treat it like a god that can be worshipped. And I would say, yes, that's wrong. That's paganism. That's idolatry. That has nothing to do with the Christmas tree. All right? In the same sense, there is no evidence that connects our celebration of the Christmas tree to any pagan celebration of a tree in ancient times. There were many cultures, and there were many pagan cultures that did worship things or that did involve trees in their worship, but that doesn't mean everything that has to do with trees is bad. I mean, I'm sure that there were pagans who liked to give flowers to their wives. Does that mean that it's wrong for a Christian man today to give flowers to his wife? No, there's nothing pagan about it. In the same way, of course, in the middle of winter, different cultures are going to want to use greenery and things that remind them of life and that are pretty in the middle of winter when so many things are dead to decorate. It doesn't mean that it is necessarily a worship of a pagan god. It's not that everything pagans do is wrong and evil. Because if that's the case, you know, there's nothing we could do. You know, I mean, pagans ate food. Does that mean Christians can't eat food? No, of course not. Christians can eat food. So you can get carried away with all that. I think the question is, what is the actual historical connection? Is putting up a Christmas tree something that was taken directly from pagan worship? Well, then I might see that we could have a problem with it, but there's no evidence of that at all. I'll talk more about this tomorrow. But I think that most likely the Christmas tree is actually a representation of the biblical tree of life, the same one that grew in the Garden of Eden. We actually have a historical connection where we can see how trees in churches representing the tree of life for a long period of time, many years ago, came to take on the characteristics of what we would call a Christmas tree today. So December 24th, was a day on the church calendar. This would go all the way back into the 1400s, and the Catholic Church and the calendar honored Adam and Eve on December 24th. It happens to be the day before when we also celebrate Christmas. That's not why they put it there. That's just all the different saints, both in the Bible and after the Bible, and the Catholic Church have a certain day on the calendar. Adam and Eve was honored on December 24th, and there would be plays that would be done in the churches to reenact the story of the Garden of Eden. And of course, if you're going to have a play on the story of the Garden of Eden in your church, what is the most important prop to have? Well, the trees, and particularly the tree of life. And if you're going to have a play in the middle of winter when most of the trees have lost all their leaves and you want a tree, you're going to need an evergreen tree. You're going to need a tree that looks nice. And so you're going to use one of those kinds of trees, and you're going to decorate it. You're going to decorate it with apples, no less, because the popular belief was, I don't think the Bible says this, but the popular belief was that apples were on the tree of life. And so you're going to cut down your fir tree. You're going to put it up in your church. You're going to decorate it with apples. And you're also going to decorate it with lights. That was their custom then as well, to make it look like something desirable. And I believe that is the actual origin of the Christmas tree and people beginning to put up similar trees in their home around Christmas time. It was not trying to copy any kind of pagan myth. Well, we'll pick up here tomorrow and talk about other Christmas traditions. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.